Are personal injury claims different if I'm in Missouri or if I'm in Illinois or if I'm in a different county? Can you explain that a little bit to me?
Yeah, and it's a great question. The answer is yes, and it's mostly if each state has its own separate law, and we have state courts. We also have a federal court overriding system over all of it. But and we're in St. Louis. We have offices in Illinois and in Chesterfield, out in more a little farther west. So we do work. I've been an Illinois lawyer and a Missouri lawyer, both each for 30 years, and so the answer is yes. So. It more has to do with tort reform, frankly, and the efforts by the insurance industry to protect its money and keep its money and keep it away from injured people. So, for instance, in Illinois, you have 2 years to file a claim. In Missouri, it's 5 years for an auto case. However, on both of them, you have 2 years to file a medical malpractice case. However, in those states, it's different from a wrongful death case. So the time limit or the statute of limitations in which to file a lawsuit is different for different claims, depending on the types of claims and also depending on the injuries sustained in those cases. And then the question is, where do you file those cases? There's different venue laws. Can you file in the city of St. Louis, St. Louis County, Franklin, Jefferson County, in Illinois, Madison, St. Clair County, Monroe County? Where are you filing that case? And jury pools are different in those places as well. There are some places, like in Illinois, with underinsured and uninsured motorist claims against your own insurance company. Everybody has uninsured motorist coverage. That's an arbitrated case. You can't even really file a case there. It's in an arbitration court. So the time limits are different in the county, and then the measure or the quantum of damages can be different. Okay, so in a wrongful death case in Missouri, you cannot get damages for grief and bereavement. In Illinois, you can. So the damages jury instructions and the law about what types of damages you can get in diff is different. In Missouri, we had tort reform come. One of the waves of tort reform that came through is there are caps on recovery. So there are non-economic damage caps that you can't get over a certain amount. So if you're injured in a medical mal in a wrongful death case and you have a $15 million in damages, you can't get that. Your caps are limited to under $1 million. It depends on the year of it and the different version of tort reform, but they're artificially capping your damages.
Now, this is the third time you'd mentioned it. Can you explain to me what a tort reform is?
Tort reform is when the legislature comes in and curtails your rights under the Seventh Amendment to the Constitution. The Seventh Amendment says you get a right to a jury trial. And what the legislature has done, because big insurance companies have lobbied them, has come in and said that certain type of damages we're not going to let you get. Certain type of claims, we're going to limit the time, we're going to limit the venue where you can file the case. We're going to put artificial caps on those things. We're going to say that in Missouri, you can't, when you put in evidence of your medical expenses, you can't put in the amount of the expenses. You can only put in the amount that your health insurance company paid to satisfy those bills. So if you have 100 grand in medical bills, but you paid for health insurance for 20 years, and your health insurance company has a contract with those people to pay them 50 cents on the dollar, when you go into trial, you can only show $50,000 in bills, not the 100,000, the real number. And so and I am also I'm flattered to be asked to practice law in other states too than Missouri and Illinois. I have other cases where I'm asked to come in and try cases in Texas and Iowa, Arkansas. I can go on and on. But the point isn't not about how great I am. The point is that, and I was being funny. That's where you laugh. No. But the point of that is that when you go to these other venues, you have to be cognizant of the other laws, because there are other places where the time limit is shorter than 2 years. There's other places where it's even more confining or more restricting. So one of the things that a lawyer like me can do is make sure that we get the most advantageous venue in law for every case. So the answer is, there's a long answer, but there are a lot of differences in case law, and that's one of the other reasons why it's important to get a lawyer ASAP, because we know the different laws and how to best prosecute and advance your claim to get you a great recovery.